I was thinking about my grandma and what an inspiration she is to me. And I was thinking about how do I, kind of like low-key, how do I become more like her? But then I was thinking, realizing that if I want to, kind of like you were saying, Jared, like if I want to be like her, like instead of aiming to have her, like her job or her occupation or whatever, I want to, the things I want to get from her, all the internal stuff, like her generosity, her patience of people and all those kinds of stuff. And I was just thinking about that. Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and not everyone is going to be a leader in everything. You're like a person who might be a follower in one area, might be a leader in another.
Kia ora everyone, I'm so excited to welcome back our first team talk for season 7, 2026. Woo! And I've got some of our favourite people. We've got Jar, who's been a long part of the team for a while, but what, second time in front of the camera?
Yeah.
How are you feeling today, Jar?
Oh, I'm feeling great actually. I'm excited to be here and be a part of this team talk with some new guests and also old guests as well.
I was going to say, we've got the OG Jared.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you today, Jared?
The OG, let's go.
How are you today, Jared?
Oh, pretty good. Just, you know, normal stuff, working. You know, nothing really changes. Oh,
nice. And I'm very excited to introduce Katia, our new volunteer for 2026. How are you? And thank you for joining Voice of Aroha. We're very excited to have you.
Yes, thank you.
How do you feel on today's first podcast?
I'm feeling excited.
And it's not just your first podcast, but also helping out the Clubs Expo yesterday and today as well. So it's been a lot of volunteering straight away from you, which has been awesome.
Nice.
So for today, I guess we want to start with some introductions on who we are. Katia, maybe starting with you.
My name's Katia and I study at Massey University during a Bachelor of Communication, majoring in digital marketing.
Is it your first or second year?
Yeah, it's my second year.
Nice. And who is Katia beyond Massey University? Like hobbies, life things, I don't know, anything you want to share with the audience?
I quite enjoy reading, doing my drama now, and volunteering and making a difference in my community. Through stuff like this, and I also volunteer work at Kaibosh, which is a wonderful charity.
Good shout out to Kaibosh. I feel like the volunteering is, and the like desire to make a difference to the community is probably something that links all of us quite strongly in terms of, like, obviously we all are involved with Voice of Aroha, but like Jared and Jar, you guys both also do quite a lot in your community as well. Do you guys want to share some of the mahi or some of the things that you do and that inspires you guys?
Well, to be honest, I'm no one special, but you know, like, you know, I'm just your average NZ worker. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's always about making that difference. It's always about teaching that next generation. That's how I was brought up, and that's what I try and show everyone that, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from. What matters is your work that you put in. For yourself and others around you. Yeah, that's my I don't know, whakaaro, if you want to call it that.
That's right.
Because you always go above and beyond wherever you are, like whatever situation you're in. So,
I just have to, you know, like I don't really think about the working side of it, but I just see it as that needs to get done, and someone's got to do it. So, you know, obviously that's going to be me, so I'm more of a person that gets it done. That's it, you know. And then whoever wants to sort of like follow, like I would tell young people, you know, don't look up to me, but look up to something that's greater than yourself.
That's good.
You know, like, don't, you know, I want them to be more than just who they really are. You know, like, I want you to leave a legacy behind. Something that you would cherish forever, you know, so then when you have your next mokapuna or tamariki that come along, they can say, you know, to you that, oh, well, daddy, you done that, eh? Oh, well, mama, you done that, eh? And you can say, yep, I done it, and you can too. All it takes is just a bit of hard work, bit of effort, and dedication. That's all it is, you know. which is, in the world that we live in, it is quite hard. But once you sort of like learn those three fundamentals, it just comes easy. Because then, you know, you don't need to be told what to do. You already know what you're going to do. You already have a plan. You know, you go out there and you go and get it. So, yeah. Again, that's my thoughts. But, yeah, moving on.
Life advice for Jared. Yeah. I love it.
But, you know, I don't want to talk too much.
Really random question. I don't think you've asked this. Are you the eldest child?
No, I'm not, but I am the youngest child.
The youngest crazy. Child. Crazy. Yeah. You're giving eldest child energy.
Yeah. You're giving me, like, OG, back in the day OG.
Yeah, because you're eldest child? No.
Yes.
And you're also eldest child? Yes. So it's like, is that linking? It's like giving eldest child energy, but no, it's just within. The power is within.
Yeah. It's giving wise.
It's getting wise, it's giving
yeah.
Wise.
What was the question?
I don't know. I was going to say inspirational life advice.
Because I've been talking so much.
That's great. I'm just like, wow, I'm in the world of inspirational life advice.
life. Just the background about me.
Like that. Anything new? Because you've given a little bit of a background with on the previous podcast as well that you did.
Yeah. I think something new about me. I've been interviewed by a few posts and news articles and things like that, so you'll probably see me throughout the news.
Oh yeah.
You know Jared.
Tell us about it.
So I was just asked by a few people from Youth Inspire. They asked if I was able to just talk about my experience with life and I guess the Youth Inspire program and what it does for everybody else. I'm very grateful for that experience and just so many other things that have been happening within my life with like other people within my life, like my niece and things like that. So yeah, I've been pretty busy. I've been an auntie and it's very different. I've just been busy. But I'm grateful for that. But yeah, how are you Rata?
I'm good.
How's things?
I'm like, studying this year, but yeah, life's good.
Always studying.
Yeah, true. Life learning never ends.
Yeah. What are we studying?
Oh, what are we studying? Yeah, I'm studying religious studies this year, which is nice. Cool. Besides being in post-grad as well. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah.
But it's very fun. It's very, very, very fun. So nice. It's been cool. I was thinking a little bit, going back a little bit to I guess, some of what you guys were saying, thinking about a little bit about leadership, and I guess it's because I feel like you're definitely a leader, and I mean everywhere, but like certainly right now, like you're definitely busy with a lot of leadership, and you're certainly doing a lot of leadership, and you know, like Kibosh and all those kinds of things, and other areas and things you do in your world, and that's pretty much all that you were talking about, Jared, is just like every, you know, all the leadership.
Leaving legacies.
Do you guys have any thoughts on leadership, or what is it, we could go to,
leadership. Like any thoughts.
Front of mind.
Be the best you can be for yourself. That way you can be the best for everybody else. I follow this lady on Facebook. She's like Mummy Gang, Santana. She's awesome. And just the background she come from. She is, I guess, an influencer, but also a leader for those that are going through mental health and addiction. A huge inspiration for many across Aotearoa and I guess overseas as well. But leadership, overcoming things within your life and becoming, I guess, the better version of what you just came from. Remember who you are. Remember where you come from. So whakapapa, and connecting yourself with everything around you creates, I guess, that community that comes behind you as well. And then, something along those lines of leadership, because you become a leader or an inspiration to those around you. So,
beautiful. beautiful thoughts, Charlotte.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, a lot of thoughts.
Oh, beautiful thoughts. That, From life experience as well, I know that's like, you're not just saying stuff. Yeah.
I'm like, this, that, but yeah. Definitely.
Mm. Do you have any thoughts on leadership, Katya? Don't worry if nothing flows out in the same way. Right. It's a big topic.
Yeah. Could be anything.
It's very much needed in our world. There's some people who are leaders, like natural born leaders, and then there's some people who are just who are born to be followers.
Mm. What's funny, I feel like you saying the world needs more leaders. Other people have talked about this, but I feel like everyone wants to be an influencer. It feels like today, but not many people want to be leaders. And I feel like the whole the things right now, at least, that come to mind on leadership are all the kind of things you were talking about, Jared, of that responsibility of, you know, you carrying the weight of what other people don't want to carry. It's like people want to say, oh, this is like, I don't know, I think influencer, I think kind of this is what things look on the outside, things looking glamorous and pretty, versus a leader, I think. Now it's kind of the things you said, Jared, it's the heavy things, it's the confronting the past, it's, you know, looking at where you come from, healing, all that kind of stuff, and being willing to kind of build forward a new future and forge a new road, even when that's difficult and carries hard decisions and stuff. So I don't know, so I really like that, Katya, on leaders being very needed, and actually good leaders being very, absolutely, very needed.
I feel like if we didn't have a leader, then what are we doing? Like, who's leading us through this life? Or who's, you know, teaching us the next, what do they call it? The next moves in life. The next phase. You know, there's so many things with leadership. Depends on your perspective of leadership and things like that. So, yeah. Okay, back to you.
It's a hard one. You know, because, like, leadership can, like, look in, like, many different shapes and forms.
Mm.
It can be really anything, really, but it's more of the ones who dedicate themselves to their work.
Mm.
The ones that are more of silent, like, you know, yep, sweet, I'll get it done.
Mm.
You know, those types of ones. That, now, those are the leaders. Because, like, you know, people will look up to them and go, oh, yeah. Like, even like me, you know, getting up early in the morning, you know. And I don't even realise it, but, you know, other people are actually, like, watching that. Like, my little cousin, for example, you know, she's like, oh, you're always getting up early in the morning. I'm like, well, I've got to go to work, you know, so I've got to get up and I've got to come home late, you know. And that's just reality. So, leadership's a lot different forms and, you know, formats. I guess it's just more of, it's a really tricky question because now it's got me thinking.
It's real deep, right?
Yeah.
It goes deeper than
ship.
let me just, like, cook, okay? Ship, right? It sinks, right? We go deep, okay? And anything with leadership, relationship, friendship, right? Ship. It's deeper. Life's deep. Life's deep, right? Life's deep. And we could just go deeper and deeper into leadership. It could mean so many more things. It's totally up to our perspective of what that means to us. And again, it's so many different perspectives, but same, you know? Yeah. Sorry, that was...
I love it. I love the ship.
Just ship. Thanks for letting me cook it.
Not everyone is going to be a leader in everything.
In different things, right?
Like a person who might be a follower in one area might be a leader in another. And also a leader in one area could be a follower in another.
Exactly. Crazy. That's crazy.
Reminds me of dancing, actually. And
Do not bring it up.
Bring it up. Of just of like some lots of dances are like lead follow dances, but they're really fun. Joe and I have done some dancing. Yeah. Joe's done a lot of dancing, but yeah. But about like with that, you can it's some people leading and some people following, but then you can switch it up and you can reverse and you can swap and stuff like that. But it's a dance, and I guess in life as well, it's like it's a dance of whether you're leading in some situations and following other situations.
Wow. Like it was really hard. So we together, me and Rata went to a jive dance class.
Modern Jive, like, on I Dance on yeah, would recommend so really, in Wellington, St. Mark's by the Basin. Check it out, it's great.
It's really a slow pace / intimate plus soulful dance. You're connecting with one another.
It's a very deep description. It can be quite light.
It's kind of like playful. It's totally up to you how you feel in that time and moment. Yeah. But one person leads and one person is the follower. And for me, as someone that's always led in a lot of things in my life, being the oldest, being a rock to many families, and being, I guess, just a head person in general, it was really hard for me to follow people.
To trust, yeah. To let go those things and surrender. It's a lot of hard things, yeah.
It's really hard to trust those, not knowing what it was, what they have done within their past lives or if I can trust them fully.
And even what's going to happen, because you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, they might just throw me on the ground or something. Like, we never know behind that leadership. So be careful who you think is a leader. Nah,
a little bit.
Yeah, a tiny bit. But,
this is really random, but I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this. I was thinking a lot about inspirations from people, like people who inspire me, and I was thinking about my grandma and what an inspiration she is to me, and I was thinking about how do I kind of like low-key how do I become more like her, but then I was thinking realizing that if I want to kind of like you were saying, Jared, like if I want to be like her, like instead of aiming to have her like her job or her occupation or whatever, I want to the things I want to get from her all the internal stuff, like her generosity, her patience of people and all those kinds of stuff. And I was just thinking about that. Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Probably just the people around me, eh? Mm. Like just, you know, like I'd seen a lot when I was growing up and, you know, I was like, nah. Like, nah, no thank you. Mm. You know, that's your tucky, but this is my tucky, you know, like, this is what I'm going to be doing. I mean, that doesn't sound as simple. But
I was thinking sometimes it can be as helpful to see, and I've had that in, like, in relationships and jobs and all sorts of things, being sometimes it can be as helpful seeing something and being like, I don't want that, and knowing whatever, all the steps that have led to this place, I'm going to go the other direction. And that can almost be as powerful as someone seeing a perfect person and being like, oh, well, how do I get there? It's like, oh, no, I'm going to take the other route. That can also be inspiring in some ways, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like people don't look at inspiration as just a positive thing and not also a negative as well. So yeah, there's also people within my life as well that I've seen do a lot of things and I don't want to be a part of it or never wanted to go that pathway. Sometimes people actually go that pathway and realize later as well. So yeah, that I kind of...
I guess it's learning from everything in life, like whatever you see, learning from it as well.
Exactly. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Inspiration in your life, Katia?
Probably most of it is those people who are my community that I surround myself with. But there was one lady that comes to mind who got an injury and there's a whole pile of factors, but where she was getting pain, like, pretty much all the time with sound. But she kept on going, she kept teaching.
Wow.
And just, I could see how much she was struggling, but she was still going.
Mm.
Still trying to seek out the better opportunities than just saying, this is my life, and well with me.
That's beautiful. It's also when, not about having the perfect life, but persevering anyway and going through and keeping on going no matter what life throws at you. Like that's definitely an amazing inspiration.
She was quite inspiring to me when I was facing my own struggles, particularly with my cochlear implants.
I guess that's the thing, because it's like all of us are going to experience pain or, you know, suffering in some way at some time in life, and so you know it's going to come, but it's how do you face it when it does come, and what do you take away, and how do you keep going and not let it, it might knock you down, but how do you not let it keep you down? Those are the kind of life lessons. Man, this has been a deep chat.
We've come to well, but you know, life's deep. Yeah,
life is deep. Beautiful. That's a great summary from Dar. Life's deep. Okay. Well, this has been really, really fun. Thank you so much, guys. I really, really love chatting to you.
Yeah.
I hope our audience has enjoyed it as well. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and a huge thank you for Kasia as well for joining us. We're so happy to have you on the team. Absolutely. And thank you. Welcome back, Jared.
Yeah.
I love the dedication.
Straight from the Mahi.
Yeah. Yeah.
And from Mahi to Mahi.
From the other side to this side. Mahi. Yeah,
love that.
Okay, thank you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you, and see you soon. Ka kite.